Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Wheel of Power!
All right, Kid Nation, how would you like to score up to $2,000 to one of your favorite places in the world?
Nice.
It can happen with Wheel of Gift Cards. Just pick up your phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number would you like, Jenna?
Let's do 13.
Caller number 13, you'll get to play. You pick somebody from the office to spin. Anybody in the office.
Yep.
And you can spin up to 2 times, and we will reveal what the first one would have been worth if you do spin a second time. And since we just asked Jenna what her favorite number is for this game, we're going to go ahead and launch into Jenna's That's What I Like.
That's what I like. Yeah. That's what we like.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm really focused, singularly focused on one thing this week, and that is the return of The Handmaid's Tale.
I need to get down on this show.
And I know y'all haven't watched this, and it disappoints me, even though you never watch the best shows of all time.
Yes, I did. I watched Breaking Bad.
This show is based on a novel that was actually written back in 1985, and that's what's so fascinating about how right this author was about society. It feels like this could happen to us, and so it's just kind of this feminist tale that's not annoyingly feminist, if that makes sense. It's set in this totalitarian society, right? So everyone's gone back to this time of deep religion. They think every crime and everything bad that's happened is because we've lost our sense of faith. And so, and no one's fertile anymore except for a handful of women. They are the handmaids. They are taken in by politicians and their wives. Other people flee to Canada because Canada's still what we know to be a free world. But it is so scary to think. And they are forced to have children that then are not theirs. And
so they don't have any choices.
Exactly. Yeah, it's an excellent show. So anyway, this is the trailer for season 3, just to pique your interest.
Okay.
Heresy. That's what you get punished for. Not for being part of the resistance. Because officially, there is no resistance. Not for helping people escape. Because officially, there's no such thing as escape.
You're working hard?
Yes.
All right, so this is a show that I know anyone that's watched it is obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And just give it a chance. The cinematography is really great, too. I actually introduced my boyfriend to it, so he hasn't seen all season 1 and season 2, but I rewatched a couple episodes with him to kind of fill him in on what's going on. A lot happens. Your wife would love this show, JC. It's intense, though. I'll warn you. This is not a show for children. It's hard to watch. It's an intense show, but it's fabulous acting, fabulous writing, great cinematography. It's on Hulu. Watch it. The Handmaid's Tale.
Trey was telling me he's into it.
Right, Trey?
He's crazy
That actually kind of surprised me a little bit that you're into, but it's excellent.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't give it enough of a disclaimer, because there are times where I go, I can't watch another episode.
Wow, really?
It'll break your heart.
Yes, it's well acted, well done. Like the season 2, episode 1.
Yes, that's the one where I was like, I don't think I want to do this in an episode.
I watched it the other day again. I was bawling and trying to hide it because I've already seen the episode twice.
It's
the
a good
music's
watch.
Great. It's a good. It really is. It really is.
Okay.
So I know you're like, stop talking about it, but it's really good. So watch it.
Got to get Hulu.
For something to watch. The only other thing I have for you this week, because I don't want to take away from Anna's excitement with the release of a new album, and I think she selected 8 songs to play for you coming up in just a moment.
All Jonas Brothers all day.
It's fine. I'm not going to try and sell you on another artist on this sacred day. But I will say that I'm going to reveal something that I'm kind of like, I shouldn't tell people about this, because I have my Instagram things that I love that I use, and people ask me, what are you using for this? There's an app that I think is just fabulous, and it's called StoryLux, and it allows you to really customize stories and photos and posts, and if you want that, not just a Polaroid look, but it looks like film, but
right.
You can actually customize insert into the numbers section.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
It could be, Kid Nation. I've put that on there before, or things that are, and you're like, wait, is that on a Polaroid? How did you do that? It's really cool. There's a lot of different templates. It's called StoryLux. So if you're into Instagram as much as some of us are, you will really like that app.
StoryLux is the name of the app. And then you also have Handmaid's Tale, which is a show that we need to be watching.
You need to be watching
it. We need to be watching.
Everyone needs to be watching it because this could happen.
It could.
But this season's about the revolt. So. Yeah.
And notice Jenna did not talk about Black Mirror because she's not feeling it this season.
Anna's not either. I was really excited because Big Little Lies season 2 comes back on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And yeah, Black Mirror, only 3 episodes season 5. Miley Cyrus yeah. I would say was average. It's just not, it's not the Black Mirror if you were a fan that we know from season 1 and 2. So, it's not the same.
Sorry if you were planning on watching it this weekend, but you got the heads up now that it's not up to par with the other seasons that Black Mirror has had. And that's Jenna's interest this week. She'll be back next week with some more for you. Before we get into the new music and the songs that Anna wants to play
yeah.
for us,
yeah.
we're going to go ahead and play
Wheel of Guitars!
All right. Let's bring in our contestant. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Yay. Awesome. Happy National Donut Day today. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize it was National Donut Day. That maybe some donuts headed into work this morning.
Right, yeah. Get 2 dozen.
I saw in the text somebody wrote and said the general rule, if you're bringing donuts to work, is to bring 3 dozen.
3 dozen?
Three dozen.
Oh, my, your offices.
Yeah.
All right.
So, just in case.
I'll have to do that then. I'll try to send some your way, too.
Aw, Sarah, so nice. All right, Sarah, well, you're the correct caller. You're caller number 13. That means you get to pick anybody in the office to spin the wheel.
Behind the scenes or on the mic?
Anybody.
Let's go with JC this morning.
Aww. Let's go with JC.
Is that
No, it's my second one.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I got to play 2 days ago.
Remember, he showed off with his muscles.
I didn't show up. I just want to show off our new wheel and how smooth it is because our other wheel sucked. All right. I'm going to spin it for you right now. Sarah, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Oh, see, that was delicate. Yeah. There you go.
What's your name, delicate?
What is it?
Of course it would land on this one. It landed on Taco Bell.
Hey, no.
Here is your choice, Sarah. You could have me spin again, and then you have to keep whatever it lands on, or you could keep this delicious gift card. By the way, the nacho fries are back for a limited time only.
Oh, man, let's spin again.
All right, let's spin it again. Okay. Here you go, Sarah. Second spin, you get whatever it lands on.
JC, can't believe you passed on that.
No,
right?
My husband's going to be upset,
yeah,
too.
You will.
You know?
Wait till he finds out what you got instead.
You got an Ulta gift card.
Ulta, right.
Yes.
For the ladies.
Take it off.
Right, see how much that bad boy is.
Take it off. Take it off.
Taking it off. And you won yourself $500.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was a nice one right
there. How much for tacos?
Yeah, how much is a Taco Bell gift card?
Awesome. Right. We're going to find out how much you passed on with tacos.
With Taco Bell, you passed on $200, so you made the correct choice.
There you go.
Good deal.
Good.
Congratulations, good deal. Sarah. You hold on for us and enjoy your $500 to Ulta, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Have a wonderful weekend. There goes Sarah with her $500 to Ulta.
All right, I'm going to sit down here.
What's
wrong
now?
No, nothing. Oh, I'm just waiting to hear all about the Jonas Brothers. And Anna just stood up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sit down.
She's hype.
Anna has been talking about this day, I think, since we found out the Jonas Brothers got back together.
Wait, can y'all believe it?
No, I can't.
I mean, we knew about it.
I'm honored that Jenna called this a sacred day.
Yeah. Well, I love you, so I'm supportive.
You look like you're about to cry.
I am emotional.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. Her eyes are all glossed
and
over.
I do feel bad because, I mean, the album came out last night, and obviously I stayed up to listen to it like a couple times, and I sent Trey. I was like, these are my favorites, and he pulled 6 songs, and then right before the break, I was like, hey, can you actually pull 2 more?
Well, Anna, how many times have you listened to the album, be honest, so far?
Well, I listened to it like 2 or 3 times last night.
Uh-huh.
This morning when I got ready, on the way here, a couple.
During commercial breaks.
So do you listen to full songs, or do you do what I do and kind of listen for a minute, then hit the next one?
No, I listen to it.
And then find your favorites and burn those out and then find more favorites?
Yeah, I listen to them in full and also in order. So I want to like get to know the order of the album first before I go shuffle on
because
it.
Because it's a story.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a reason that track 5 is track 5 and, you know, whatever. Well, not really, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you dive deep. You're looking for stuff.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Yes.
The name of the album is Happiness Begins.
And Happiness has indeed begun.
It has begun. Now, what's the first song you want to play for us?
Her 8th favorite.
Right, they're in no particular order. We'll start with Only Human. It's the first one after, like, Sucker and Cool. And this one kind of has, like, a little bit of a reggae vibe. Sorry, Kelly.
Yeah.
And the Jonas Brothers are 3 for 3 in my book.
Oh, they're going to be 14 for 14. So there's 14 tracks on the album.
Only Human, what's the next song?
This next one is called I Believe, and this is actually, Nick Jonas said this is his love letter to Priyanka.
Aww.
So get your hearts aww ready.
Oh, it's a going to make me cry song? Because you shine some
I would have to call foul if my brother was singing a love song to my woman.
Bro code?
Yeah, bro code.
Well, I hope those two make it, because that's going to be awkward to perform if they don't.
Yeah, right.
At least make it through the tour, yeah.
At least through the tour.
But then also, I don't know, do we have to go in this order, Jason?
You do what you want.
You do it. You play what you want to play. This is the Jonas Brothers album release party on the Kid Paddock Morning Show.
Welcome to your time. The official listening party is here. Well, since we just played that one, there's another one called Hesitate, which is Joe's love letter to Sophie.
Okay. Nick better not be singing.
Yeah, Nick better be singing just to get him back.
Are we going
to
have a double bro code violation? Let's find out.
Nick?
Yep.
Singing this song. Don't you ever
let let's go. Cross my heart and read and keep mine. If I could only read your mind, then I can map out all the ways to make it right. Time only heals if we work through it. Is this on the Jonas Brothers
so they released,
newsletter?
They put like a on the newsletter, and I got an email.
Did they call you?
Right, yeah, they tweeted me. No, they have like an editor's note on the like Apple Music thing.
Yeah, she read it.
So, well, other people read it, and it's all over Twitter. It's all over the internet.
Okay.
Like, and so now,
I was talking about
the song that Kevin wrote for Danielle.
Yeah. Do we have one?
Well, okay. So, there's one that I think, in my opinion, I mean, I love the Jonas Brothers, obviously, but I think that all three of them married up. Okay. So they wrote a song called Love Her, which I think is kind of just about like their wives in general.
Okay. And so Kevin didn't write one for Danielle.
Uh-huh. He probably, we'll say Kevin wrote this one.
Sure.
Yeah. Because when you love her, no matter the fight, you know she's always right. And that's alright. And they say love can hurt, but seeing her smile will get you every time. Every time. Because you love her. La 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 love. I told you I'm a sucker for la la la's and songs. Put my selfish ways in boxes. Tell them, Joe. And ship them back to where they came. What was that, Nick? Never let it get close to being toxic. And
promise to never walk away.
So this whole album is basically a love fest.
Well, they said,
so far.
Yeah, they said what they wanted to do is quote unquote like capture happiness, essentially. They wanted you to feel like every song makes you happy, essentially. It's called Happiness Begins.
What happens when you're sad though?
Then you listen to
happy songs. Yeah.
You listen to happy when I'm sad.
You have to be sad sometimes to know happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of, Trey said this is his favorite. It's called Happy When I'm Sad.
Oh, this is Trey's favorite? Trey, you listened to the album?
He had to.
Yeah, just the clips.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how we have the music.
Yeah.
Happy song.
One of my other favorites.
These are the Jonas Brothers songs here that came out today and Happiness Begins.
These are the top 14 Anna loves out of 14.
I love that you love them.
Right.
Thank you.
Just
thank
watching you. The joy that it brings you, that makes me happy.
Thank you for being so supportive.
Absolutely.
You guys, this
absolutely.
Is amazing.
Absolutely.
Okay, one of my other favorites is called Strangers. I think it's also very catchy.
Yeah. I just saw the lightning strike.
Jam.
Yes. Okay, and then lastly, so this last one was actually, and
it's like, wait, there's more.
to wrap up this listening party, this is a song that was actually featured on their documentary, and I'm really, really out of all of the ones, out of the new ones, I think I'm most excited to see this one, like in concert.
This one,
like this one, to have like a whole arena of people with their hands in the air, like singing this song. It's called Roller Coaster. It was fun.
Those days that
we were
broke in California, we were up and down and then we made it over. But I'd go back to ride that roller coaster. It was fun when we were young and now we're older. Those days are the worst, they seem to belong now. We were up and down and then we made it over. But I'd go back to ride that roller coaster with you.
Selena Gomez copied and everybody else copied that one. What's the names?
Mumford?
Mumford and Sons, yeah.
Oh,
a little Mumfordy?
It's very Mumfordy.
Sound a little like Avicii,
if it
too.
Works, it works.
And Avicii, yeah. It's got
Avicii.
A lot of vibe there.
I may buy a ticket to the Jonas Brothers show. Simply because I just want to watch Anna.
Yeah,
and you can't afford to sit where Anna's sitting. She exhausted all of her funds to get up front.
Okay, well, you just FaceTime, Anna. I just want to see your face. Don't FaceTime the show. FaceTime yourself.
Yeah.
I just want to see you, and you just holler at me.
That's your special edition of New Music Friday. New music out from the Jonas Brothers. The whole album, Happiness Begins, is out. The tour's happening soon. Anna's going twice.
You're going to do like a chat room or anything, a discussion group or anything, a support group.
I'm part of every group, of course.
If people want to just find out more, they can call you. Though,
yeah. Hit me up on Instagram. Let me know what your favorite track is. I like 14 out of 14, so let me know.
All right.
That's all right. I love that.
We're doing Feel Good next? Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Made Anna feel good. Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're going to open up the phone lines at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Then we could also call This Happiness Begins, you know, because we want to hear about the good stuff going on in your life, Kid Nation. Why are you smiling? What's happening this week? And what went down this week that made you say, I got to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show and let them know this right. is up. We'll take your calls and see why you're happy next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good. And that shit make you feel good.
All right, Kid Nation, go ahead and pick up that phone and give us a call for Feel Good Friday at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Why are you smiling going into the weekend? What awesome things happened this week that you want to share with the world? It's your time to do so right now. We got a couple here from the text, but before we do that, I want to tell you a story out of, I think it's in Oklahoma, in Tulsa.
All right.
90-year-old woman named Catherine Ritchie lives alone just outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was getting ready for bed last month when she walked into her bedroom and noticed her mattress was on fire.
Whoa. Oh, my.
It's not clear how the fire started, but she realized she couldn't put it out, so she hit her emergency call button and started making her way outside of the home. But at that point, the smoke was so thick that she couldn't see anything, so she was feeling her way along the wall just to get out of her bedroom, and she accidentally walked into a closet instead. Basically was stuck in there.
Oh.
Luckily, four teenage boys happened to be walking outside to go get some snacks at a convenience store. They ran over to help when they smelled smoke coming from that house. Three of them tried to break down Catherine's front door. Then their 14-year-old friend, Nick Bird, he said, I'll go through the back real quick and see if that's open. And he's the one who found her.
Oh.
She was in the hallway. By that time, she was trying to find her way out still. So he picked her up, carried her outside, saved her life. She's okay.
Wow. Great.
Isn't that crazy? Thank goodness those kids were walking outside of Catherine's home.
It's a blessing.
Definitely a feel-good Friday for her.
Yep.
From the text, Teresa wrote us and said, hey, we had some severe storms last night and slept with no power and AC. I am so happy to go to work this morning with AC and all. After you didn't have it all night long?
Yep.
Feel good about going to work.
I'm just feeling good because of Anna's happiness. It's through the roof, and you can definitely feel it after that Jonas Brothers segment.
I know.
Aw, happiness begins.
Happiness begins. This is what's happening right now. Let's go to the phone. What's up, Relvin?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy. What's going on with you?
I've been kind of struggling to find a job in entertainment. It's kind of a difficult industry to break into.
Yeah.
Recently, I got contacted for the Billboard Music Awards to do their interviews and help with the subtitling and editing. And they're taking me on as a freelancer
cool.
to help with feature interviews. So, it's a step in the door for the entertainment industry, and that's got me really excited.
That's awesome.
Hey, congrats, bro. That's awesome, man.
You just need that one job and then breakthrough, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we keep getting some more blessings.
There you go, man.
You will, man. You keep working hard, and it's going to keep happening for you, man. You got that good attitude going.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Keep us posted, Relvin. Congratulations on that.
Use spell check on those subtitles and stuff.
Yeah, be careful.
Don't misspell anything.
Yeah, you know, Relvin knows what he's doing.
Yeah, all right.
Real quick from the world, a woman posted a video of her nonverbal autistic son singing Old Town Road.
Mm.
And she called it a miracle. Lil Nas X reposted the video and said, quote, what a king. Here he is. If you have a child that's nonverbal, you know what a
music
huge
to your ears.
Deal that is right there. And real cool for Lil Nas X reposting that for her.
Uh-huh.
Feel Good Friday. Never been to a real soccer match, and this Sunday, I'm going to go watch Mexico play.
Wow.
Yeah. Three.
I saw another one on the text that said, I'm 32 years old, and I'm going to New Orleans for the first time ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
first time. Man, you're going to have such a
good
time.
Here's Al's tip.
Wear disposable shoes.
shoes you don't care for.
And better yet, go to Canal Street. When you get there, and buy you the cheapest pair of shoes you can get, and then leave them in New Orleans. There you go. That's my pro tip.
Make sure they're closed-toe.
Closed-toe shoes. Never, ever wear open-toe shoes.
When it gets dark in the French Quarter, you stop paying attention to what you're stepping in.
You don't even want to know what you're stepping in.
No, you don't want to find out about it.
I love New Orleans, but that's my
advice. You know.
Yeah, everybody knows. Yeah, that's the rule out there.
That's the rule.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. So what's your feel-good Friday for us?
Well, I found out yesterday that I got the job at McKee, and I will be putting the powdered donuts in the wrappers.
Nice. On National Donut Day. Look at you.
Are you able to eat some? Maybe they're broken a little bit and you can't put them in the package, so you got to eat them?
What do you do with broken donuts?
Yeah.
While I'm on break, I can go down to different lines and get whatever I want.
Are you kidding me?
On break, you can go to different lines?
Yes.
Do you have access to the Swiss rolls?
I'm not sure about that one.
Oh, you probably do.
Kelly wants your phone number right now.
I think the Star Crunch, too. I love those.
Star Crunch are great, but there's something about that Swiss roll.
Yeah, we need to get Alicia to get us that clearance.
My mom makes the Star Crunch.
You're a family of donut makers.
Dang!
I used to unwrap Star Crunch and take them and sell them at my lemonade stand. like I was fooling and anyone that I made them.
Yeah. I made them.
Yeah, they are like amazing.
Well, congratulations on that. You found yourself a gold mine.
Yeah, right?
Best job ever.
Best job ever. Thank you, Alicia. Congratulations.
Happy Donut Day.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great.
So what's up with your Feel Good Friday? What you got going on?
A week ago yesterday, we got to adopt our son out of foster care.
Aww. Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing fostering?
Since November of 2017.
Wow.
And you have 7 kids.
Yes.
And then how many more foster kids do you guys have besides the one you just adopted?
We have 2 more.
2 more.
That's awesome.
Are you doing God's work?
Yeah, and I know it's tough what you do because a lot of the times you have to see these kids that you fall in love with go back to families where you don't feel like
it's the right move.
It's the right move. So, and it's heartbreaking because, you know, you meet people that do this. So thank you for what you do, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Aww.
7 kids. Bless you and bless. Thank you. See, that's why we need these people around.
Mm-hmm.
We need more people like Kayla. It is expensive because you're taking care of all these kids, man.
Wow.
Very selfless. Hi, Scott.
Oh, hey. Am I on?
Yeah, buddy.
You are on. Welcome to the show.
On. Why are you feeling good?
Well, you know what? This is actually the first time I've ever been on air. It's crazy.
Yeah. What? Scott, we got to make this special.
Yeah, let's make it count. What you got?
My good feel Friday was yesterday, actually. You see, it's been about a year since I broke up with my ex, and, you know, for bad reasons. It was pretty nasty.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just kind of beat me down a little bit. And just, I went to school yesterday, right? And I'm taking classes again after I got my second job. I'm trying to, you know, get it all together. And I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
So this girl, I saw in my class, you know, I talked to her. She was really sweet, you know? And I thought that was it. You know, I thought she had other things to do and all that, you know, whole spiel. But, so I forgot my keys in the classroom, and I went outside, and 15 minutes go by, and I think, I got to call an Uber to get home now. But sure enough, she brings me my keys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She found my keys under my seat, and she sat down and talked with me for a little bit. We just had a little catch-up, and it just felt really good.
Did you get the number?
No, but I will see her Monday.
Dude,
what if she finds a guy this weekend, Scott?
Dude,
man, you had us to the end there.
Yeah, you did all that. You didn't get the digits, dude.
Scott, did you at least get her name?
I'll tell you what. It was Sarah, and I promise you, on Monday, I'll get it. I'll get it,
Scott. We're gonna get your number. You got to get Sarah's number. We got to make this happen.
Yeah. You need mine, actually. I'll let you know when.
Yeah. You hold on for us, because Scott,
hold
you need,
on.
Hold on for us.
Man, Scott does a novel playing out.
Scott.
I felt like I read a novel.
It's like a love story. Like a love story.
That's something Al would have done.
The payoff. Come on.
Come on, Scott.
He's feeling good because he finally got over the edge.
He's got to get his swag back.
It takes a minute.
Baby steps.
He's just getting back on the horse real quick.
Baby steps. All right, baby steps. Sorry for going off on you.
No, he's going to get the number.
Got to get the digits, though.
We have faith in Scott, and we're going to catch up with him on Monday, and he's going to say, you know what? We're going on a date. That's what I'm putting out in the world right there for Scott.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it's that time of the week.
Oh, yeah.
One of our favorite times of the week, and that's when we catch up with our favorite movie reviewer, Ms. Movie Phone herself, Gray Drake. Hello.
Hey, I'm coming in hot from the streets of New York.
Oh, what are we doing in New York this week, Gray?
well, we're doing interviews with my boy, Sam Jackson.
Chef.
He's like a side piece.
It is for Shaft, and we are doing it in Harlem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so cool. Like, there's these amazing landmarks, and you can catch that episode of the Ms. Movie Food Show next Friday.
Yeah, you can.
Are you in Harlem right now? Are you in Times Square or what?
I am currently in Midtown Manhattan in a completely unremarkable place next to a coffee shop where I'm waiting for my avocado toast.
Oh, so basic.
I love avocado toast.
Great. Now that you do Movie Phone, do you only discuss movies or do you still watch streaming services and shows?
I definitely watch a lot of TV, but I do not have to talk about it for work, which makes it so fun.
Because I hate Black Mirror.
You're not liking it?
Three.
Really?
You should see the reviews that have come out online yesterday and today about the 3-episode season 5.
Oh, it's only 3 episodes?
Miley's being probably the best of the 3, but it is not very good.
Only 3 episodes in an entire season
it
series?
It makes no sense.
Normally they have like 5 or 6 at least.
You haven't had a chance to see it yet, Gray, have you?
I haven't, but I'll tell you what. It's going to be really hard to capture the magic of those first 2 seasons that were produced in England.
Exactly. Yeah. Gray, something has changed. Well, anyway, I was hoping you had seen it so you could bash it as well, but never mind.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure to watch it now because I will do anything to bash TV with you, my dear.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Well, what's hitting theaters this weekend? I know my kids are really excited about one of the movies hitting theaters.
I'm positive that it is The Secret Life of Pets 2.
No, it's Dark Phoenix. No, you're absolutely right. Secret Life of Pets.
This movie is so cute. They did it again.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We love these movies because pets are all adorable, and these movies are so cute. So in this film, our precious Max, the main character, his life has really changed a lot because his owner's gotten married, and she has a baby, and he's kind of a nervous wreck already, but this sends him over the edge. Yeah, so this kind of spotlights something that I thought only people in L.A. talked about, which is dog therapy.
Dog therapy?
They have it out.
Wow, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I love it. I do it on Weezy every day.
We have pet therapy. We have pet psychics. And that's why I love Los Angeles. So there are no pet psychics in Secret Life of Pets 2. There's just cute little bunnies and doggies. And we got Tiffany Haddish joining the crew and Harrison Ford. And the movies just keep being cute. So your kids are going to love it. And you're going to laugh. And it is going to remind you of your animals. You probably need to get your dog therapy.
Is Kevin Hart the pug?
No, he's the bunny.
The rabbit.
Oh, he's the rabbit. Yeah, that's right. Who's the pug?
I'm not sure who voices the pug. But I like them.
Oh, gosh. No. Somebody's taking over for somebody's voice. Yeah. Is that going to be Patton?
Patton is taking over for Louis C.K. So he might be the pug?
That might be the pug, yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen it.
I did like the first one. And we actually just watched it again because a new one's coming out this weekend. So I'm really excited. What's Tiffany Haddish's character? What is she?
She's like this cute, little aunt, like a little doggy.
Okay.
And she gets into character, she says, by just barking at people.
I can see her doing that.
Yeah.
I know. I love it. I love this woman. And so this is a fun movie, and it's going to be a gigantic family crowd pleaser, and it's going to make a ton of money.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
And how's the new X-Men movie looking? Oh, really? Yeah, I felt the same way looking at...
At the previews.
Yeah, it's not grabbing me.
Well, here's what I can say. The last X-Men film was Apocalypse, and it was a disaster, much like a movie Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And Dark Phoenix is so much better than that movie.
Oh, well, there's that.
So there is that. I think that fans are going to kind of remember what it's like to watch an X-Men movie as far as the early 2000s go. Like, X-Men and X2... our very traditional superhero narrative. We've come a long way in the almost 20 years since those movies, but Dark Phoenix feels old-fashioned like that. It's just a standard story. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not sophisticated. So I think that audiences will mostly be like I was, which was not angry at having wasted my time, but just the slightest bit underwhelmed by it. Sophie Turner, she's the Queen of the North, and in this movie, she done gone crazy.
She could take out the whole world, Al.
She truly can, and her hair floats around, and it's real party, and her eye makeup looks good, and I was paying attention to all the wrong things, because this movie is underwhelming.
So wait a few weeks, maybe before it goes to the dollar theater before it goes away.
Or
maybe.
If you're a big fan of hair, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and obviously my whole life is about hair, so it's not a disaster. It's just not really the Dark Phoenix movie that fans, I think, will want to see. I wanted more from it, but like I said, I wasn't mad at it. I just was sort of like, eh.
Yeah, we expect more from Marvel.
I got you.
We do. All right, so at least we have one good movie for families this weekend. You can go see The Secret Life of Pets 2, which Grace says is awesome. And if you're a big fan of X-Men, go ahead and go watch Dark Phoenix. But you have been warned by Gray that it's there.
So what are you doing to prepare for Samuel?
Yeah.
Because you have to come with something new, right?
Did you go get waxed?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
I have put on a long jacket, and I have been walking the streets of New York singing the theme song at the top of my lungs, but most importantly, not just the words, also going, because Shaft is not only the original movie with Richard Roundtree is not only a super important movie in film history, but that theme song is unparalleled. It is the best.
You're damn right.
Yeah. They say that Cash App is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth. I'm so excited for that movie.
So fun.
Well, fill us in on how the interview goes next week, Gray. And good luck with your good friend, Sam.
Thank you. And in the meantime, this week's episode of the Ms. Movie Phone Show showcases my mutant abilities, which turns out, spoiler alert, is attitude.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got a nice guest on the phone with us right now. We wanted him in studio, but the man's busy. He's flying around town, and so he's having a good time. The food god.
God's busy, dude.
Jonathan Chabon is on the phone with us right now. Hello, Jonathan.
What's up, guys?
You, man.
Good morning. Good morning. Do people even call you Jonathan anymore, or has your name surpassed, has food god surpassed it?
It's almost weird when people call me Jonathan at this point, including my mother. So, you know, I'm changing my name legally to Food God. Yeah. So it's really, you know, in the streets, and I was just in Monaco and Cannes and London, and it's like 95% Food God at this point. So it's when people say Jonathan, I'm almost like, who, what, where?
So you are legally going to go and stand before a judge and have them change your name to Food God, and that's it? Or are you going to have a middle name? Or are you going to have a last name?
No, there's like, nope, it's one name. It's Food God. And yes, legally, I got the paperwork.
No way. I paid
the lawyer for it. It's happening.
But wait a second, Food God, if I were to marry you, what would my last name be?
God.
Well, you would just have to keep yours, I guess. I don't know. There's no last name. It's actually, I was even wondering how you do it with TSA and all that stuff. And we went through all of that process for passport and how do you book something online. And apparently there's a code that you put for the first or last name, like not of N-A or something.
Wow. Not available. Yeah. Not Whoa. Available. Yeah.
So you're like that? The McLovin, like a real life McLovin.
McLovin did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? These days you really have to live the brand, and social media has become so big. You know, I'm on television. I've been on TV for 10 years, obviously on The Kardashians, on a huge TV show. I've had my own show. I've done shows in the UK, but social media and influencers have become so big, and my whole business is that. And I really feel like you really have to devote yourself to it so people take it seriously, because, like, I live Food God. And, you know, in the press sometimes they're like, Jonathan known as is by his Instagram name, Food God, and they don't understand, like, in my world, it's Food God all day. My business is Food God all day. Everything I do is Food God all day. So you really have to kind of, like, devote yourself. And I just think this, it's, like, so cool. And you know what? You could always change it back.
Now, well, Food God, we're talking to Food God right now on the show right now. Don't you dare call him Jonathan, because he changed it legally.
Almost legally.
Have you, because I know you've talked in the past that you don't cook. Have you started dabbling in the cooking?
I have not started dabbling in the cookies. that would kind of throw off the whole brand. You know, everybody cooks, and my whole brand is really showing people very cool places, whether they be, you know, very expensive, inexpensive kind of food porn places, crazy trends that are happening. And I think from my end, and because people are on Instagram all the time and on social media, they want to see that stuff. I don't know if they care about, you know, the cooking part or how it's made or who made it anymore. They care what it's going to look like in a picture, mm-hmm. and that's the brand.
I just don't understand. If I was food goddess, I would weigh 500 pounds. You know what I'm saying? How do you keep that in check?
Honestly, like, I've always been like this. This has just been, I've always been pretty thin in my whole life. As I'm growing up, people are like, slow down. Don't eat so, you know, when you're like 20, it'll hit you. 22, 24. And honestly, I think that's like, that's why I'm food god. I feel like it's just in my genes. It's like an acrobat can twist their neck and go upside down and, you know, contort their legs over their head. Everyone's got a talent. My talent is eating and kind of not putting on weight.
And I always loved that about you watching Keeping Up because, you know, obviously as a girl, I relate to Kim and Courtney in those ways. And they're just looking at you as you're ordering food. And it's just so fabulous
to watch
you.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring that food god.
He's a deity.
We watch the girls working out crazy out with their trainers and everything. How do you what's your workout regimen?
My workout regimen is none. So it's watching other people work out.
Do you really get hooked up to a machine that works your abs for you? Do you have that?
Yeah, but we do all that stuff. I do that, you know, Food God is not just really about eating. It's a lifestyle brand. So part of the lifestyle brand is to try crazy machines and crazy things, you know, for our face. With this, you know, we use this woman for her name is Sean. She's in LA and she does every like major celebrity's face with this crazy machine called electric frequency. And it's, you know, so it's one of those things that she invented. And then we go to places where, you know, we try these things with the vest like 5 years ago that kind of help work your abs. So we love to try crazy things. And by we, I mean me, just because I love to experiment and put it out there. And people are like, oh my God, what is that? That's crazy. What are you doing? There's like a guy that adjusts my atlas bone, which connects your head to your neck, which is pretty crazy. And after you leave and you don't even feel it after like 30 minutes, you walk pin straight.
Wow.
So there's all these special things that kind of go on in this other world that, you know, I was like, wow, there's all these crazy doctors and all this kind of stuff that happens to you. So, yeah, we do try everything.
I want to try my atlas bone.
I want to do that, too.
Atlas bone is great. You feel so good after you walk pin straight. And there's only a few people that do it, and it's a machine, and it looks like it's going to kill you. You don't even feel it, though. It's crazy.
I'm out. I'm out. I don't want to do anything that looks like it's going
to
kill me.
All right, we're talking to the food god right now. And speaking of, you know, you like to try different things, tell me about this cheese tea that you like.
Oh, my God. Actually, there's a new place here in New York that just opened that does it. So basically, it's, you know, everybody's had that basic bubble tea that I can't even look at anymore. It's so boring. There's a place in Queens and in Brooklyn here and a couple places in L.A. that kind of do like a bubble tea. It's not bubble tea, but it's tea. And on top is a sweet, whipped, sweet and salty cheese. And they pour it over the tea. And it's the most incredible thing. They don't let you use a straw. You drink it, so it kind of like you sip through the first part of this amazing salty foam, and then the tea comes through there, and it's amazing. And those are the kind of fun things that I like to discover. Yeah, now it's of course becoming popular. I forgot I was just there at a place on Friday here in Manhattan that opened up that does like now a fancy version of that tea. I'm waiting for that to kick off. It's gotta happen because it's that good.
Is it the next food trend? You know how like ramen restaurants have been a big trendy thing. What do you foresee as the next big food and restaurant trend?
You know what? Everything keeps changing. First it was the gold, and then now the gold is kind of over. Yeah. And things just like, you know, the rainbow stuff, and things just come and go, and you really like never know whether it could be like a weird vinegar that you know, pops off. I did something with Dr. Oz. I think it was black vinegar. There's nothing. You really can't tell the way it's going to go, and then something all of a sudden hits, and then people do like 1,000 variations of it.
Whoa. Well, Food God, if we want to get a glimpse of you this weekend, is there anywhere?
Can't see God, Kevin.
You can't see this God, this Food God. Get to his website, The Dish. Great article right
no,
now.
No, the dish is done now. It's all Food God. It's no more dish. It's
forget
just
the
food
dish.
God.
Forget the dish.
Forget the dish.
Forget
that
the
was,
dish.
The dish was pre-Food God.
Foodgod.com.
And foodgod.com. Great to talk to you, the Food God.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, God.
Bye.
Food God.
All right, that's Jonathan Chabon, by the way. If you
no,
wondering.
Food God.
Well, he doesn't like that name anymore, but we just got to fill in the crowd.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.